This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Canvassing for remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections has reached the feverish pitch as key leaders of all political parties are actively campaigning in various parts of the country. In Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Barabanki today. He again attacked a TMC and Samajwadi Party alliance, saying that Samajwadi Party's political alliance is only for vote bank and appeasement, and they have taken refuge in Bengal now. He addressed a rally at Fatehpur also. He is also scheduled to address another rally in Hamirpur constituency. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi are jointly campaigning in favour of Kishori Lal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi, who is contesting against Smriti Irani. In Rai Bareli, senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a political rally. Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, Priyanka Gandhi, along with Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will also jointly address a rally in Rai Bareli. In Maharashtra, ahead of the last day of campaigning, both NDA and INDIA bloc are organizing mega rallies in Mumbai today. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a grand election rally at the iconic Shivaji Park today. INDIA bloc is also organizing a rally at Bandra Kurla complex ground in Mumbai. Along with Nashik and Dhule parliamentary constituencies, all 11 seats in Mumbai metropolitan region will go for voting on Monday. These are the last 13 seats where voting will take place in Maharashtra. Congress has alleged that the efforts made by the central government in the last 10 years regarding air pollution in Delhi are not showing any effect. Briefing media in Delhi State Congress office today, Party General Secretary Jairam Ramesh said that the environment plays a vital role in the Delhi elections, given that the city ranks amongst the top in air pollution. He said it is the primary duty of the government, which is at the centre, to address this issue. He also raised the issues of chemical contamination, deforestation in the Aravalli region, brick kilns and thermal power plants surrounding Delhi, and pollution in the river Yamuna. He claimed that the INDIA bloc will secure a clear majority in the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. Today is the last date of withdrawal of candidature for the seventh phase of Lok Sabha polls. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in seven states and one union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India will develop all the requisite national strengths that will make it a leading power in the times to come. Speaking at a function organized by Traders Organization in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said India's endeavor should be to enhance capability and competitiveness along with a business-friendly environment. He said India has witnessed robust growth, sweeping reforms, radically improved governance, fiscal discipline, infrastructure progress, rapid digitization and a focus on developing skills in India. He said there is a larger branding endeavor of today's India that will make the case to the world. The 12th Joint Working Group meeting between the Defence Ministries of India and Mongolia concluded today in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The meeting was co-chaired by Ministry of Defence Joint Secretary Amitabh Prasad and his Mongolian counterpart, Brigadier General Gankhuyag Davedorj. During the two-day meeting, both sides reviewed the progress on various bilateral defence cooperation initiatives and identified means to further enhance cooperation in the areas. The United Arab Emirates, home to a large Indian population of over 3.8 million, has announced a new visa program offering long-term residency to individuals who significantly contribute to environmental protection and sustainability efforts. The 10-year blue residency visa aims to attract and retain global leaders in environmental research, activism, and technological solutions. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. The IMD said heat wave conditions are also very likely to commence over eastern and central parts of the country from tomorrow. Isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to continue over southern parts of India till the 23rd of this month. In table tennis, India's Poimonti Bessia will play the mixed doubles and the women's doubles finals of the WTT Kapadusa FIDE in Turkey this evening. In the mixed doubles, Poimonti and Akash Pal will face compatriots Anirban Ghosh and Swastika Ghosh in an all-Indian final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.